This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Recreation Center at Western Illinois University is usually filled with the sounds of people grunting and groaning as they work out. But over the weekend, barking and howling echoed through the gymnasium. The Burlington Kennel Club used the rec center to host its annual show. Christine O'Brien is the group's vice president, and she chaired the show. She says more than 400 dogs competed.
And then we're hoping next year maybe to, as people learn what a great facility this is, the more people will enter.
Do you anticipate coming back here next year?
Yeah, I mean, so far everything's been positive. The university said we'd love to have you back. The chamber said we hope to see you next year, and so we're excited.
O'Brien says dogs from all over the country entered this year's show. One of them is 9-year-old Gatlin. He's a Gordon Setter and did not have to travel too far for the competition. Owner Lynn Coleman says they live in Cortland in northern Illinois. Coleman says she makes a few sacrifices to help give Gatlin a chance to win.
I take better care of his hair than I do my own. Instead of going to the beauty shop for me, I take him to the hairdresser, so to speak, and have him beautified.
The sacrifices we make, huh?
The things that we have to do. He's like my four-legged child since my two boys are all grown up.
Coleman says they made it to the Nationals 2 years ago, and Gatlin has also showed twice at Westminster, which is a renowned show in New York City. Coleman says she enjoyed her stay in Macomb and hopes the show is held at Western again next year. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.